Other questions? Some questions. I'm sure, Charlie, you might want to pick this up.
Sure. Yeah, Carl, let's just start with the basic one. I mean, a tough way for the game to end, I guess, for you guys, but just talk to the game as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we came out, we started really well. You know, we let them have possession, but didn't really threaten us. I thought we pressed really well and created quite a few chances off of that. And obviously, I mean, what a strike by Zach. You know, he's been really good for us. And we got into some really good situations. It was all just about that final touch. I think it was three posts that we hit today. So, yeah, we certainly created enough. We had the chances and got the wide areas really well as well. We just need to maybe commit a few more bodies into the box and get on the end of some of those crosses. But overall, I think if you analyze the full performance, it was good. It was just lacking in a couple of key moments.
Commiseration on the loss tonight, Carl, but obviously also tonight as a spirit for York and I think for the league as a whole, it's a lot more than the match tonight. It was about sort of celebrating pride and all that happens off the field and in sort of that scope. And you know, with your role in playing for pride and not the ILA and the pride raisers, you can't think about it on that league. You to speak on maybe some of that aspect of beyond the field stuff that, you know, it's beyond game and all that.
Yeah, for sure. It certainly is bigger than football. And, you know, we have to do our part. We have a bit of a platform here. We've got to speak about it. We've got to keep the communication going. We have to keep educating people. You know, it's an incredible night, you know, seeing all the flags and the social media content that York did throughout the weeks leading up to this game. I think it was a very successful night. I think we, you know, obviously there's still work to be done on that front. You know, keep the conversation going, keep educating. But I think we, you know, we focus on the positives and how far we've come and all the work that, you know, especially the supporters groups have done throughout the league and all the organizations have done. It's been really good to see and really, it's been really special to be a part of as well. So, you know, hopefully we can get a few more points on the board and we can raise a bit more money through our causes throughout the month and keep the conversations going because it was a special night to see that many people out.
Any of your questions in
Well, I know it's only the second game you played these guys, but is there, say, you know, like the bogey team or why do these guys beat you and yet you seem to tie everyone else? Maybe that's the trouble, you were behind the stands for a while there.
Yeah.
It's just some teams tie, some teams win, and some teams lose.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to just those key moments in the game. You know, you go back to the game at home against them, set piece, well executed by them, and 1-0, they kind of stole one. You know, it's probably pretty even in the first half in that first game, and then I think we had quite a lot of control in the second half of that game. So, and then tonight, I mean, anybody watching the game, I think you would probably agree that we deserve more from it, at least a tie. Like I said, we had the chances. It's just about capitalizing those. So, I'd be worried if we weren't getting into those areas and we weren't creating those chances. Just one of those. It wasn't our night. You could see there's kind of a force field around our goal that was
thick painting the goal post.
Yeah, maybe if we just move them over just a little bit more, yeah. But yeah, it's just that final touch, and that just comes with confidence. So once those start going in for us, then, you know, 2, 3, 4 might have gone in tonight.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to this? Okay, let's keep this
open. Thomas, I'm wondering if you might have any questions for Carl.
No, good on our end. Thank you very much, Owen.
All good?
All good.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. Hello,
everyone.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in first. Charlie, if you want to kick us off, please.
Carl, just your overall thoughts on that one. It seems like one where maybe the chances took what you hit the post 3 times. Does it feel like one where... or you maybe didn't
have,
but it didn't
happen for you? Yeah, I think that the two boxes are making the difference, you know. We create clear situations to win the game, and we didn't concede much, and we lost the game. So I feel today that Jörg didn't win the game, I feel that we lose it completely.
Any other questions in the room?
Brian? I've heard you lost to Mike Carlos. Your side, and even New York as well, put on a lot of crosses into the box tonight, and a lot of which, a lot of them didn't really find a target. As far as your side goes, is that something that concerned you from tonight's game, and something that you feel like could have made an impact if even, you know, if there was a runner at the back post on some of John O'Neill's crosses, or some of those, you know, a bit of miscommunication, I think, at one point with Maxime and Malcolm, where sort of the cross went behind Malcolm. Are those situations that you sort of ruin it, that you sort of, that you find tough in tonight's game?
Well, I think that every time the ball gets near the box, are critical moments, you know. We spoke about this in the halftime, that if there was any chances that they win us today was in set pieces or any type of crossing situations or a transition, not more things, much more things. So yeah, it's true that we're being a little bit soft defending those type of situations.
SC and Verhoeven made a lot of difference for you down the wings, and that's sort of been your game a lot, is getting down the pitch very quick. Is it always, you know, pretty to stick to your identity, or is there ever sometimes thinking maybe we should change the game plan a little bit?
Well, I think that the game plan worked, you know. I think that we went into the areas that we wanted, that we created, and yeah, Zach Verhoeven plays there. It's a player that is versatile, and that he can run to the space, or he can receive in the feet, and he can be quite versatile. So yeah, I think that the situations worked today. What didn't work was the last pass or the ending situation, in which I felt that we created to win the game, but we didn't win the game.
Any other questions for Carlos? Lovin?
I think there's something. Yeah, great. Let's see, you won your first home game last week, but was there maybe less pressure this game? I know you try and win every game, but you know, you got to try and win for the home fans, or that you've had a tough time watching ties this year. Is there something that you played any different?
No, not at all, not at all. I think that today what we wanted is continue building momentum. You know, I think that the team in the last few weeks have been playing well. I think that today we haven't played badly. I think that today, in certain moments of the game, we did good things, and it's only about this. You know, when you have this, the goal situations, you have to be clinical, you have to score. This is about scoring, and when you are defending, you cannot concede in an own goal and a corner in the minute 80. So this makes difference, you know. It's about competing in certain situations that we are not competing as we should.
And when you hit a goal post, I mean, it could be, yes, you could hit a goal post, but it could deflect in or it could deflect out. And so, you know, three times you hit it. Is that just that just happened, and next week, if we hit three, they'll be in.
Details, you know, sometimes when you are not in your best strike, sometimes, yeah, the coin gets to the other side all the time. But as I say always, if we know that we are in this moment, we have to do the things better. It's only about controlling what we can control, and I think that if we were better in the box today, we have had won the game clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Recording stopped.